tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party. Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony. Finding someone who gets you is hard, right? You're not alone. That's because we're human, and there's a lot of different humans out there, which is why eHarmony's personality-based dating app helps you find someone you can be your whole self with, someone you can be fully comfortable with. That's what true connection and compatibility are all about. Being seen, heard, understood. When you match based on personality, you're already one step ahead when it comes to getting to know one another. So try eHarmony and get started today for free. eHarmony, get who gets you.
As a person with a very deep voice, I'm hired all the time for advertising campaigns. But a deep voice doesn't sell B2B. And advertising on the wrong platform doesn't sell B2B either. That's why if you're a B2B marketer, you should use LinkedIn ads. LinkedIn has the targeting capabilities to help you reach the world's largest professional audience. That's right, over 70 million decision makers all in one place. All the big wigs, then medium wigs. Also small wigs who are on the path to becoming big wigs. Okay, that's enough about Wix. LinkedIn ads allows you to focus on getting your B2B message to the right people. So, does that mean you should use ads on LinkedIn instead of hiring me, the man with the deepest voice in the world? Yes. Yes, it does. Get started today and see why LinkedIn is the place to be, to be. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Internet Bestie with me, Jackie Alexander. Look, I know you're probably expecting that I'm just going to apologize, but I'm in my not apologizing era. I'm trying to get better at like not apologizing for things that I'm not actually sorry for. Do you know what? I actually am sorry that I haven't recorded an episode in so long. But I did tell you guys that this podcast may not be weekly, although I really do want it to be. I am just a lazy dog. And this past 2 weeks has been a little bit hectic. Wait, I don't even know when the last time I recorded was, so I'm not even going to pretend like it's been 2 weeks. It's surely been longer than that. Have I spoken to you guys since I've been in Japan? No, I haven't, have I? The second time. Let's just do a like quick little life recap, shall we? I've got so many things that I need to tell you guys about. So I went to Japan again with Glassons. We went to Niseko, which is honestly, don't ask me where it is, but it's in Japan. So we flew into Tokyo and then you get a flight from Tokyo to Hayanada. I think that's what it was called. This is all from memory, so it's probably wrong. And then you get like a 2-hour drive to Niseko. And I can't even explain to you how stunning it was. The mountains. I've been to the snow before in Victoria to like Mount Hotham or Mount Buller. I can't remember which one it is, but I've been to one. And yeah, honestly, it was pretty, but it doesn't get close to Niseko. Niseko was absolutely stunning. I couldn't even believe it was a real place. Like driving up there, we were just like in awe of the beauty of this place. Like when I got out of the car, I was so happy that it was cold. I've never been happier. You guys know I love cold. I've decided that I'm not a summer baby. I'm a winter baby. I love it when it's cold and I don't care that it's cold. I'm fucking down for it to be cold. The sun stresses me out because it's only going to age you, and I'm in my I don't want to age era. I'm in a lot of different eras lately, but the sun having the ability to age me is just, I'm not here for it. I don't really get around it. I don't go in the sun. Like this past summer, I think I went to the beach like maybe 5 times, And when I went to the beach, I wasn't laying down and tanning. Absolutely not. You best believe I had a hat on, had 50 plus sunscreen on my whole body, and I just let pee like frolic around for a little bit, and then I leave. That's literally it. Or I go for like sunset, and I'm still wearing SPF 50 and a hat, and I like don't. I don't know. Like, the sun is just scary. I mean, I say it's because like I don't want to age, but it's also because I'm terrified of getting you know what. The Australian sun is hectic. Can we just break this down for one little second as well? I've been seeing heaps of like videos on TikTok from people that live anywhere but Australia. So like Europe or America or wherever else there is. That's like summer, going into like spring, summer right now. And they post like a TikTok being like when the, like, it's just like, you know, one of those TikToks where there's like a sound and they're, and there's text over the thing. It's like that feeling when it's the UV's 10 and you're heading to the beach and you've got nothing on your plate other than like a full day of tanning. And it'll have like millions of views, hundreds of thousands of likes, hundreds of thousands of comments being like, oh my God, yes. Like, I can't wait for this feeling. Like, I love it when the UV is 10. Can't wait to roast myself. And I'm just like, wow. The tanning culture in Australia versus other countries, from what I've seen and what I've witnessed online, is completely different. If anybody posted anything like that in Australia, and they do, like I've seen, you know, younger people post stuff like that, they get absolutely fucking roasted. And yeah, I think they should, because that's stupid. The UV's 10, you don't want to be roasting yourself, bestie. Save your face. I don't know. Like, I get the whole like being, oh fuck, that reminded me. I really wanted to fake tan before I filmed this. I'll do it after. The whole thing about like the UV being high and like everyone getting so excited. I don't know. Like, have you guys used fake tan? It's really good. I love fake tanning. I know it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me getting older, but I just, the sun tanning your skin is just scary to me. Like, I used to lay out. I used to lay out when I was younger for sure and roast myself and not wear sunscreen. Not that much though. I feel like I've always been quite like healthy with my knowledge of how bad the sun is. And I've always been a little bit scared. So now I'm extra scared and now I'm extra not down for it. Like, I don't want wrinkles. I don't want a leather chest. I don't want the C word. I don't have to say it, but you know what I mean? That above all else. But also like my vanity, I don't want wrinkles. I just don't want them. I'm not here for them. They can quite literally fuck off. I'm not down. What was I talking about? Niseko. Anyway, yeah, I'm a winter baby and I loved it. I loved everything about it, except I've never been more humbled in my life. Snowboarding was so hard. Honestly, looking back, I wish we had have done skiing. Like, we had the choice and we were all like, yeah, let's do snowboarding. It's like, looks cooler. Snowboarding just looks cooler to me. Oh my God, it's so hard. Anyone that can snowboard, like, wow, shout out to you. I really want to go back to the snow and like do snowboarding again properly and like get lessons like for more than one day, because we only had like one day of lessons. So it's quite difficult to like pick it up in one day, obviously. And the thing about snowboarding was, for me personally, and I'm sure it's for a lot of people, being an adult, when you're learning to do something like that, it's really hard because you have all these like internal thoughts. For example, like I see these little kids like flying down the mountain, absolutely sending it. Like, I'm not kidding. These kids are like 4 or 5 years old and they're actually sending it down the mountain. And they don't really have a care in the world because they just don't know that they could hurt themselves. Like, I'm sure they do, but like, it's not at the forefront of their mind. Whereas for me, I was thinking the whole time, like, if I fall the wrong way, if I put my wrist out the wrong way, if I put my elbow first, if I put this out first, I'm going to have broken my hip. I'm going to break my elbow. I'm going to break my shoulder again. I'm going to do some damage. And I just can't be bothered to be like recovering, you know? So the whole time, like every time I would go, like the instructor would just be like, just go, like, just, you know, let free. And I'm like, I don't know how. Bestie, I don't know how. Let me know when you find out how to do that, because my inhibitions could never. I just can't. I was too in my own head about it and therefore I was so shit. It's just really difficult as well. Like, I have no balance and I really sucked. But I really want to go back and try it again because the snow was beautiful. The location was beautiful. The sun was shining. It was low-key boiling. I was sweating balls. But yeah, Japan was a fucking movie and I can't wait to go back someday. Hopefully very soon. Another life update I have for you guys is that I got a lip tattoo. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. If you don't, you should. But I went and... Okay, so I'll tell you this whole story behind the lip tattoo. Wait, have I told you guys about this? I've just had a flashback. I'm like, it's sounding like I've told you guys about this, but I just don't know if I have. Anyway, whatever. I saw this girl. I went into Mecca. I'm really scared I've told you this. So maybe I've just told it on a different platform and I can't remember. Anyway, someone tell me if I've told you this before. I went into Mecca. Basically, there was this girl working there. She had the most stunning lips. And I literally was like, what lip color are you wearing? Because I need to buy it. And she's like, I'm not wearing anything. It's a lip tattoo. And I was like, sold. What's the name? Tell me. I'm booking in. Literally booked in to the exact same place she went to. And I went there. Her name was Zoe. She was absolutely gorge. I had my lips tattooed. I was really nervous. I have really bad pain threshold. No. Okay. This is what I've started realizing lately. I think I'm actually stronger than I think I am. I think I'm stronger than I think I am. Yes. That's how much doubt I still have. But I think I am stronger than I give myself credit for. Because so many times I'm always like, oh, I'm such a wuss. Like, trust me, I'll tell you if it hurts because like I'm such a wuss. But then like I'll get stuff done and I'll be like, oh, it didn't hurt. And people will be like, what? That really hurt for me. And I'm like, oh, nah. Like, and I would tell you because like I'm honest. Like I'm never going to be that bitch that's like, that didn't hurt. Like to like, you know, get someone else to do it. No. I'll tell you if it hurt. Like for me, like when I used to get waxed, like XXX Brazilian wax, that shit fucking hurts. They put the hot wax on you and they rip it off. Absolutely not. That shit fucking hurts. Then I started getting laser and I was like, oh my God, like why wasn't I doing this all along? Like laser doesn't hurt. Like, yes, it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. Like I'm never like, ah, you know, like sometimes waxing, you're like, oof, oof, like you gotta breathe. So then I get the lip tattoo and everybody was like, well, I was reading like forums and I was watching TikToks and stuff just to get like a better idea. Cause you know me, I fall down the spiral. I need to know. And everyone was like, it hurts so much. Like I was in so much pain and like, make sure you have like painkillers for afterwards. Cause once the numbing cream wears off, you'll be in agony and like, don't get it done on your period. Cause you'll be even sorer. Apparently like when you're on your period, you're like, your like pain threshold is lower or something. I don't know. Anyway, I was on my period and I was like, well, fuck, I can't really change my appointment now because it's not like I booked the appointment around like my fucking cycle. I didn't really think about that. So then like I went in and I literally said to her, I was like, oh, I'm really nervous. Like, is it going to hurt? Like, be honest. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, like put the numbing cream on. And she wasn't lying. It didn't hurt at all. Like, it, honestly, like the only thing that I felt was weird about it was the fact that like, I knew she was like on my lips with something and I could sort of feel it, but I sort of couldn't. And that was what was throwing me. And then occasionally, like maybe like the Cupid's bow area, when she would get there, I'd be like, oof, it's like a little bit of a, like a sting, but ugh, low battery. How about fuck off? Sorry, my headphones are saying low battery. Yeah, it was like a bit of a sting, but it wasn't like I was standing there having to like grip like something or like grip my teeth or be like, oh, you know, like it wasn't like that at all. So if that's what's holding you back from doing it, I say YOLO, because I don't think it hurt at all. But then like I tell people like, oh, like laser, blah blah, they're like, laser hurts me so much, and or like this hurt me so much, or like getting a blood test hurts for me so much. I'm like, okay, none of this shit hurts for me, so maybe I'm actually like strong. Like maybe all along my brain thinks I'm weak, but really, I'm a strong queen. Honestly, I'm not sure. Could be cool if I was actually really strong, but it was just like my self-doubt holding me back from everything. Maybe. I don't know. Because then also, like, I think back to when, like, I had my shoulder broken and I low-key got bashed. Shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. It didn't hurt. I was so drunk, but it didn't hurt at all. Hurt the next day a little bit. It hurt like when it was bruised, yeah. But like, Nah, didn't really hurt. Honestly, maybe I am stronger than I think. I don't know, guys. But the lip tattoo, I'm obsessed with it. It's been a week now. And so basically, like, it fades like 70%. So you pick the color. I went in with Pillow Talk, Charlotte Tilbury. That's like my lip liner that I wear. And you can bring in whatever color you want and she'll like match it to that, which is insane. Like some people get like bright red. Some people get like bright pink, whatever you want. I just did Pillow Talk because I wear that every single day. So I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. And she can also like overdraw your lips if you want them to be a little bit bigger. So I think I have to go back for a touch up in like a month or something. So because like certain bits fade and like I have this one piece of my lip that I always bite when I'm anxious. So that bit will definitely fade because I literally chomp on it every single day. Like it's a little fucking snack and it's not. Anyway, so I have to get it bits refilled. So I think I'm going to get it overdrawn slightly and then it fades like 70% and then it lasts like 2 years. So I'm very excited. I'm very happy that I did it. Like I look in the mirror and I'm like, I was worried that I would like get it done and then be like, fuck, I look stupid when I'm just like going to Pilates in the morning and I've just got nothing on my face except for my lips. But honestly, they're like a perfect color. And I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with it. I am so glad I did it. And I highly recommend if that's something that you've been thinking about doing, definitely go and like suss it out. Okay, next thing we need to talk about is Sofia Richie's wedding and just Sofia Richie in general. See, okay, I've been a Sofia Richie fan. I don't want to be that bitch, but like I've liked her for ages. Like I've liked her since before she was like dating Scott Disick. Pick me, choose me, love me. How annoying am I? But I sort of dropped off her and I was like, yeah, whatever. Like when she started dating Scott Disick, I was like, you know what? Like I can't be fucked with you. But this past 2 weeks, the wedding, the TikToks, the honeymoon, the fashion, the nude sticks, the Chanel, I am all in. I am obsessed with her. She is bae. Like I have never run to Sephora so quick to buy all the nude sticks. I also went and bought the Chanel lipstick she wore on her wedding day. I'm sold. I'm down. I've decided, I've also even like gone through this turmoil of being like, maybe I should change my whole vibe. Like, I don't want to be me anymore. I want to be her. And I want that wedding. Like, don't even get me started on how stunning that wedding was. The flowers, the way she just walked down, her dress was just so elegant and like beautiful. And then like the after party. Oh my God, if you haven't watched videos of the after party, you need to go watch them. It's like, oh, everything you'd want in a wedding after party. Like everybody just looks like they're having the best time. Everyone's dancing, everyone's singing, jumping around. Cameron Diaz is like filming. Good Charlotte's playing. Oh my God. It was like overhaul. It was like, I was so overstimulated over this whole thing. Like I've been eating it up. Like I have been eating every single piece of content and I'm still doing so. Like she's posting her little like get ready with me. I saw my honeymoon, like what I'm gonna wear to dinner. And I'm like, I'm all here for her and I'm all in. I love her so much. So once like my nude stick stuff comes, I will report back. I've like used nude sticks before, but like just the skincare stuff, I've never used the makeup. So I'm really excited to use it. And I didn't know that she was like creative director or yeah, whatever she is of nude sticks, but go off, Sofia Richie. I am obsessed with her. I don't know. It's like, I'm never really been one of those people that's like, oh yes, I want my wedding to be like this. I want my wedding to be like this. Until I saw hers, I was like, that? A wedding in the south of France? All the flowers, the dresses, the different outfits? Yep, that's what I want. And what a shame that it's like estimated to have been like, some crazy like over, what did they say it was? Like somebody said it was like $30 million wedding or something. Or was it $300 million wedding? Oh my God, I can't even remember. But honestly, I gotta start saving, girls, because that's not gonna happen for me. But a girl can dream. And it just, I don't know, the whole vibe. She just seems like so pure as well. Like she seems just like the biggest sweetheart. Like you would say hi to her and she would like smile and say hi back. The bare minimum. But honestly, I'm obsessed. I'm a Sofia Richie stan right now. Also, I've always been obsessed with Nicole Richie, like since Simple Life days. And she just looked stunning as well at the wedding. Like the black dresses, I love, 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 love. I love. What else has been new with me? This week I tried to set up, so I have this room in my house and it's literally like my office. Essentially, okay, I'm going to just be honest. It's a dumping ground. It's supposed to be my getting ready room, my like second, well, because our house, we have no storage, like no built-in storage. So I just have this one clothing rack in my bedroom and this one like set of drawers, like three drawers, and that's it. That's all I have, a clothing rack and a set of three drawers, which as you can imagine is not that much for someone that has a lot of fucking shit as well. So then I have this, we have this like room at the back that I was like, okay, that's going to be my closet. Oh guys, I don't know what happened, but over the past like couple of months, it's just become like, I'll just dump this in here. The laundry will be dumped in there. Like all my makeup's just dumped on my desk in there. Like it's honestly carnage in there. And so this past like 2 weeks, Nathan's been away. So I've been like, look, I'm going to like sort the house. I'm going to organize it all because it's quite literally like unlivable. I'm not being dramatic. That room is like, you can't walk into it without like stepping on like some clothes or like a package of makeup or like, I don't know, just laundry that I haven't put away from like 7 months ago. So I was like, I'm going to tackle it. I'm going to start cleaning it. And like, oh, it's one of those rooms. Like you start cleaning it and then like you pull everything out and you're like, okay, I'll put it into piles and then we'll start like working through it. And then it's like, suddenly it's getting messier and messier and messier. And you're like nowhere near done. And then you get exhausted and then you sort of stop. Oh, that was me with that room. And I did it like 40 times. And then I was like, right, I need to go to IKEA and buy some storage so I can put everything like in it. Because I just, at the moment, I have so much stuff just like hanging around. Like I have all this makeup that I get or I buy and then I'm like, okay, great, can't wait to use this. And then I like put it under my desk and then I forget about it and I never use it. And then I'm like, fuck, when did I buy that? Where did I put that? And I just forget. Honestly, it's honestly disgusting. So I was like, I'm going to get like drawers so I can put them under my desk and like sort everything into the drawers so that I can open it up and be like, okay, these are all my foundations. Like these are all my lip liners. Like these are all whatever, blushes. So I buy these drawers from IKEA. They're called the Alex drawer. And let me tell you, they're going straight in the fucking bin. I was like, I'm going to set them up myself because I've set up IKEA stuff before and it hasn't been that difficult. Bitch, you thought wrong. I don't know what the hell is with these IKEA instructions, but whoever wrote them needs jail time. You'll be like literally building these things and you're like, great, great, like whatever, getting there, blah, blah, blah. And then it'll get to a page and it'll just be like, okay, so like put the top on the top, put the bottom on the bottom, but it won't specify which piece is the top and which piece is the bottom. It's like, you just have to guess. And you're like, oh, fuck, fuck. So I'm like staring at it for ages. Like I was literally staring at the page for so long being like, oh my God, like trying to work out if there was like a little bit of a something, something to say like that piece is the top and that piece is the bottom. No, there wasn't. It was literally like, guess. So I guess, and then I get like 10 steps later and then it's like, okay, now put it on its side and you'll be able to put the drawers in. And then you realize, oh, okay, so that's the top and I've put the bottom on the top. And also there's no way to now go back and undo it and switch it because you've banged the pieces in so hard with a mallet because like they can't just make it easy enough for you to just take it off. It's like there's 10 different bits that have come after that. So you just can't do it. So the top was the bottom, which was great. Also, like, why have they done that? Like, why is the bottom white? So I bought like the ones that I bought like this wooden finish and like the bottom was white. I'm like, and so that was on the top. So I'm like, oh, genuinely fuck off because now the top of it's white. Oh my God. Like painful, painful, painful. Then I get to like doing the drawers and they just like made me put like, I built each drawer and then it makes you put this little rubber sort of stop thing to like seal the drawer in. And then when you go to slide the drawer into the like, what are those like the metal things that the drawer slides in on? It doesn't fit because it makes you put these like little silver bauble-y things on the side. And I'm like, oh my God. I genuinely like almost started crying. I was like, this is so fucked up. What kind of sick, sick person wrote these instructions? And why are they like seeking my downfall? Anyway, it's in the study now, my room, and it's just sitting there half finished and like Nathan's still away. So like I can't finish it. I can't even bear to go in there now. So now the room's like even more messy and all my shit's just everywhere. And like the drawers are half finished. Oh my God, it's so depressing, and that room is giving me such anxiety, and I really just wanted to clean it before Nathan got home, and now I'm a failure.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God, we need to also talk about Alex Cooper, aka Call Her Daddy, getting engaged. I was literally shooketh to the coreth. I'm so happy for her. Like, God bless. I have been a Call Her Daddy fan since, like, Sophia and Alex were doing Call Her Daddy. I used to love it. Like, I used to listen to it every single week when it would come out. Like, I'd get so excited for each week to come out. Fully, like, ran to my podcast up, and I would just go, like, on these walks and, like, do, like, just listen to Call Her Daddy, like, I would just walk the whole time, like, hot girl walk, Call Her Daddy, and just listen to it and, like, be thriving. It was also, like, back when I was in my toxic relationship era, and it was really helpful because they both used to be really toxic on the podcast and give, like, really good tips for, like, how to be toxic and stuff. Alex has really come a long way. She's really not like that anymore. But back in the day, I used to get around it heavily. Like, oh my God, I'm just remembering it now. I used to do this thing. So I used to have a Fitbit, and like me and my ex, like we had each other. I don't know. This might be niche, but people who have Fitbit might know. It might be an Apple Watch thing too, but I have no idea how Apple Watches work. You can like have your friends on it, like on your Fitbit app, and it will tell you like how many steps each of your friends has done, and you would have like each day, it would be like a competition, and it would tell you who won each day. Anyway, so my ex at the time was like a tradie, so like he did fuckload of steps a day because he's just like at work on the work site, whatever. And he would always win on the Fitbit thing, and he'd always be bragging in like the group chat and shit, and like it was just whatever, I don't even know. So we were like in one of our on again, off again situations, and it was off again situation. And I was like, do you know what? I can't wait to literally piss him. No, wait, at this point, I don't even think I had a Fitbit. I just knew they did this Fitbit thing. So I think I bought a Fitbit, and then I added everyone on Fitbit, like my friends and his friends. And then every single day I would literally go on these long ass walks, like everywhere, like just walk everywhere. And I would just beat him every single day. And I would just do it because I knew it would annoy him. And he couldn't brag to his friends anymore that he was with. Like, honestly, thinking back, I'm like, maybe we were together when I got the Fitbit. Because otherwise, why would he have added me back? We must have been together. And still, like, the group thing would have been happening. It would have been too awkward to kick me out of it. And so I would just, like, do these, like, long walks, listen to Call Her Daddy, and just beat him every single day in the steps. And I loved doing that. It was so funny. I was like, you suck. Like, lol. Beat you every single day, bitch. And I used to do so many steps. Like, I'm pretty sure I used to do something crazy, like 30,000 steps a day or something. And I used to literally be like, I'll do 40. I don't even care. I would do steps of my room, steps around the house. I would just be doing laps just so I could beat him. I remember a couple of times I literally went outside and just ran laps of the house. Like, how toxic and unhinged is that behavior? Honestly, I love it and I live for it. But I used to learn so many tips from Call Her Daddy and like the toxic behavior because I was in the most toxic relationship ever. And I'm so glad I'm not in that anymore. Ew. But where did I tangent from? Oh, yes. I've loved Alex Cooper forever. And obviously, like when the Sophia Alex scandal falling out, I like low-key sided with Sophia because I felt bad for her. I like siding with the underdog. And I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't really listened to that many episodes of the new Call Her Daddy just with Alex because, I don't know, I don't really like the interview style. I don't really like interview style podcasts, I'm going to be the first to admit it, unless it's like someone that I really want to listen to or someone really interesting. I just don't really get around interviews. Like something about them, I'm just like, ugh, this is giving like, I don't really give a fuck what you have. That's really mean. But I don't love interviews unless it's, that's just so rude of me though, to be like, I don't like interviews unless it's someone I want to listen to. Like that's just horrible, but it's true. I've got to speak my piece. I don't like interviews. My headphones just fell off. 1 second. I don't like interviews unless it's someone I want to hear. And that happens very rarely. I just like it when people podcast either like two people or like one person. Like I'm just down. I just love listening to people talk shit pretty much. And I think like in my head, like I've been getting a lot inside my head lately about being like, oh, my podcast has to be about something, or every single week I have to have a topic, or every single week I have to have a topic, or every single week I have to have something I have to talk about, or like, you know, like I always get in my head about that because I'm like certain podcasts, like they have like a theme, or they have like every week they do this or every week they do that. But I think I'm like coming to the realization that my podcast is literally just me chatting shit, and I love it. It's like a therapy session for me, and I'm getting around it, and I just don't even care if I have nothing really to talk about. And I hope you guys don't mind that either. Like, let me know if you don't like just random chatting shit, but I love getting on the mic and just chatting absolute shit. So I don't really like listening to interviews. Anyway, wow, I love going on 10 billion tangents. But anyway, I saw she got engaged. So I saw that she released a podcast episode that was like, I'm engaged. So I was like, I'm going to listen to it. And then I was doing my makeup while I was listening to it, and I didn't realize that it was like a video. You know how Spotify, like you can watch videos now, which is very cool. But hers was like a YouTube video. It wasn't just like her sitting, like it was her just sitting in her podcast studio and talking, but it was also like had clips of the engagement. Anyway, if you haven't listened to it, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it was beautiful. I was literally crying. The engagement is like set the bar so high. Again, like the engagement has set the bar high with Alex Cooper, and then the wedding, the bar is set even higher with Sophia Richie. So Nathan, if you're listening, I worry for you. I do. I really do. But yeah, it was stunning. It was a beautiful episode. I really liked it. And I was so like, I don't know, I was just moved. I just love hearing about people's engagement stories. And I just, it's just gorge. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like in that phase of my life where I'm, my life. Wow. Okay. In that phase of my life where I'm just getting around it. I'm just loving it. And then the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is Vanderpump Rules. Okay, so if you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, what the hell are you doing with your life? Honestly, I have been an advocate for Vanderpump Rules since the very beginning. Me and my sister Evie watched it right from the beginning. It was red hot. It's one of those shows. So basically, I'll just tell you the premise, like if you have been living under a rock. It's about this group of friends that work at Sir, which is a restaurant in LA owned by Lisa Vanderpump. Basically, in like the first early seasons, they're all like literally working at the restaurant, and like it's just, there's turmoil. It's like a friend group, but they all like sleep with each other. They all have fights. It's just like, it's insane. And like, it's crazy. The drama in the show is unmatched. Like it's insane. Anyway, as the seasons have gone on, I'm pretty sure it's on like season 10 or something now. It's crazy. As the seasons have gone on, like they've like a lot of, there's new characters, not characters, but new people. And like they're not so much working at the bar anymore, but it's still like the same. Anyway, this big cheating scandal has happened with like two people on the show, and I am just living for it. I know I shouldn't be like happy about someone else's like misfortune, but I am just living for it. Like I just love trash TV, and I love it when shit like this happens, and I just get so enthralled in it, and I just, it consumes my whole life, and then I fall down these rabbit holes of just everything, and I'm just absolutely living for it. So if you're a Vanderpump Rules fan, please DM me and we can just chat about it, because I just can't even deal. It's just too much, and I can't wait. There's like two more episodes left, and then because like the cheating scandal is happening in real time, so they filmed a couple more eps. It's honestly crazy. And there's going to be like a reunion, like a live reunion. I can't, oh my God, I just, my tiny little mind is exploding over this shit. Like I live and breathe for this. Oh, and anyway, I think that leads back to current day. I think we caught up with everything that I needed to tell you guys about. I just dumped on you guys everything for half an hour, and I'm glad that you were here for it. And I will see you when I do my next podcast, hopefully very soon. I love you all. Have the best week. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love and kisses. Why did I say that? I literally have the ick for myself. What the hell? All right. I love you guys. Bye.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.